Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is anybody excited today? That sounds like 30%. I said, is anybody excited today? Glory be to God. First of all, let me honor and recognize Reverend Amiko. Glory to God. Clap. If you want to clap, clap. I don't like all this. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. He's truly a father of faith in Nigeria and Africa. Hallelujah. And he has, through his life, a lot of us have been affected, influenced, impacted. So one more time, clap your hands. Let's appreciate. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pastor Obaje, you're welcome indeed. Clap your hands and let's appreciate Pastor Yemi Davids. And Pastor, I see your face. I like your face. But I'm not sure what your name is, but I like your face. Clap your hands for that pastor with a fine face and fine wife. Clap your hands. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all the pastors in the house, all the ministers, we recognize you, we honor you, thank you for being here. Praise the Lord. And we honor you as well. You are the most important here. Clap for yourselves. Hallelujah. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. I think it's better if you look at somebody and do that. Look at somebody. Just look at somebody and just ha 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 ha. Just be laughing anyhow. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Okay, then this time we have to laugh at the devil. How's that? Can we do that for the next 30 seconds? Laugh at the devil. Laugh at the devil. He's a liar. He's a loser. He has failed. What he planned for you will never succeed. Laugh at the devil, somebody. Glory to Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says we should laugh in the face of calamity. That tells me something about laughter. Laughter is actually a weapon. And it's an offensive weapon and a defensive weapon. So you can laugh and frustrate the devil. You can laugh and confuse him. And then you can laugh and block him. I feel like somebody needs to block him now. Come on. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Even if you don't feel like laughing, it doesn't matter. You laugh by faith. You laugh because you know it's a spiritual principle. Ha 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 ha. Block it. Block it. Block it. Block it. Whatever the weapon is, block it. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Block it. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, now we're going to use it as an offensive weapon. You are going to choke him now. Is somebody ready to choke the devil? Choke him wickedly. Don't have mercy on him. Because if he doesn't have mercy on you, I want you to choke him. Have a picture. When you're laughing, be choking him. 1, 2, 3, fire! Choke him very well. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Visualize yourself. Choke him. Magaye kusataya. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. After this conference, he will run away. He will not come near your house. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Glory to God. Hey, somebody get excited. Come on. Get excited. Somebody needs to get excited. Hey, Rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice. Your victory has started. Rejoice. Woo! Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have the victory. We have the victory. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for the victory. We already have it. We're expressing it. Yes, we're manifesting it. This is our time. It's our time to shine. No force can stop it. No entity can stop it. No personality can stop it. No circumstance can stop it. No season can stop it. The time has come for your manifestation. I prophesy before the end of this year, you will look back and you will say, my God, look at what the Lord has done. I prophesy before the end of the first quarter, you will have a significant testimony. You will have a mind-boggling testimony. Hallelujah! I prophesy before the end of January, you will have open doors in all directions. I wish I had a witness in this house. Shout hallelujah! Glory to Jesus. You may be seated. Woo! Glory to God. Quickly, because I want us to do something at the end. So quickly, Isaiah 60 verse 1. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise and shine. Kayabahaya. Can you hear the voice of prophecy? Can you pick it up in the spirit? Arise and shine, for your light has come. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The light that is being referred to here is the light of Christ. It's not the light of Moses. That was the best light at that time. Neither is it the light of Elijah, representing the prophets. Moses, representing the law. Those were the best lights in their time. But what Isaiah saw here wasn't the light that was available to him. What Isaiah saw was another light. He saw the light of Christ. And he saw the generation that would encounter that light. And so he's prophesying to us, he's speaking to us. And it's recorded in scripture for our sake. So that when you read it, you have a signal on the inside. Isaiah is talking to me. Because it is, this light is talking about did not come in his time, but now the light has come. Say amen, somebody. Amen. So that light that they had at that time was dim. But this light is called marvelous light. It's bright. When you allow yourself to encounter this light, blindness will cease. Spiritual blindness. You become precise. You become accurate because you see things clearly. Are you with me? Now, go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. When this light comes, one of the main things that will be revealed by its illumination is the new creation. You start to see the new creation. See, this new creation, we're so used to using that phrase, new creation, that I think we've lost the impact of that phrase. It is much bigger than what we have been saying. Because this was the whole essence of that light. So that we would see the reality of what God has done. How God has created a new race to replace the old race. How Jesus came as the last Adam to shut down the Adamic race. And then was the first begotten from the dead to begin a new race. A new race, superhuman race. You are superhuman. That's the truth. Listen, guys, you are better than Superman and Spider-Man and all of them. Can you imagine that you carry deity on the inside? Spider-Man didn't have God inside him. You are a carrier of divinity. Somebody say hallelujah. You carry the kingdom of God inside you. Bible says in the book of Romans 14:17, it says, kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. Then it tells us where it is located. It says, in the Holy Ghost. And then the Holy Ghost has moved into our spirits. So where is God's kingdom right now? So if God wants to stretch his kingdom to another country, what does he do? He will send you. And when they're looking for the kingdom, they shouldn't look anywhere else. They should look for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Glory to Jesus. So this is important. It says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. He's a new creation. That phrase means never existed before. Which means in the eyes of God, you began to exist the day you gave your life to Christ. So trying to remind God what happened before then, he will just be looking at you. Because that was a different person. Oh Lord, help me. Is that a new creation or is not a new creation? That means never existed before. Go ahead to that scripture. It says, all things have passed away. What does that mean? The nature of sin and its fruits. Once the nature is gone, there's no root anymore for the fruits. So the fruits have no right anymore in your life. So you can reject the fruits because your nature has changed. You have now the nature of what? Righteousness. And there are fruits of righteousness. So now we're to cultivate another set of fruits and reject other fruits. Is somebody here with me? Glory. This is the key to holiness. Consciousness of the new creation. When you become conscious of who you are, then certain things are below your standard. Why will I continue lying when lying is here? Why will I continue fornicating when it's not me? It's far beneath me. Where I am, we don't lie. We don't steal. We don't fornicate. Why am I not getting a response every time I say fornication? I don't know. I just thought whenever I say fornication, everybody just keep quiet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You should be excited about when you hear that kind of thing, you should be excited. Listen, if you are guilty of what I'm saying, use wisdom. Don't make it so obvious. What you do, when somebody hits you like that, you know, when you're preaching, what you do, you just say, hallelujah! So that your neighbor will not suspect you. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. You see, beholding the realities of the new creation is the main result of the creation that comes from the light of Christ. This is the Father's perspective. This is what he wants us to see. Because there was an original creation, and that one failed. But God's plan did not change. So what did God do? He brought a new creation for the same purpose. The purpose that was not fulfilled by the original creation. That same purpose has not changed. It is still dominion. It is still dominion. So the new creation was created for what? Dominion. Say amen, somebody. Amen. And that includes dominion over sin. Come on, somebody, oh. Bible says sin shall no longer have dominion over you, which means you have to have dominion over sin. So how do I overcome sin? It's not by religion. You overcome sin by dominion. You overcome sin. You overcome the cravings of sin. Paul says, I buffet my body. I discipline it. That's dominion. You exercise dominion over your emotions. You can't be falling in love anyhow. Fall in love. It's a problem in the body of Christ. And it's a problem because you are falling. You should be standing. Instead of falling in love, stand in love. Man, I've counseled some people. I'm just like, you need, I don't know what kind of hand laying. And it's not just women that fall in love. So when a man falls in love, may God deliver us. You exercise dominion over your emotions. So that when Bible says be angry and sin not, that's an instruction. What is it saying? It's saying anger will come, but it says refuse to allow your anger to make you sin. Which means I have authority even over my emotions. I can hold it back. Someone says I couldn't control myself. That's not true. Under the right circumstances, you will control yourself very well. You know that your hand that when it was to slap a smaller person, it starts doing like this. Go and try it now. Let's bring somebody like Shaquille O'Neal, and then let him jam your car. Let him even be the one that jammed your car. And then you came out with your slapping hand, and then he came out of his car, Shaquille O'Neal. What will you do? Hallelujah, hallelujah, bros. Why are you doing like this now? Why can't you just? Oh, now you have control now. Same. Glory to God. See, there's a consciousness we must have. And that consciousness will determine your lifestyle. It will determine your words. It will determine how you interpret situations. There's certain things that will happen. You won't panic because of your consciousness. Hey, gods don't die like men. Hallelujah. There used to be a time if I'm sleeping and I feel a pain in my body, prayer meeting. I wake up, one day God had to correct me. Slow down. You're not sleeping again. I gave you sleep, but you didn't use it. Why? Because one small devil came and just tapped you. You woke up. So God had to teach me. Everything I'm telling you, I've learned the hard way. So one time I'm sleeping, I had a sharp, like a sword came, like this. I just went, come on! And I continued sleeping. And that's how it just disappeared. Then I got to a point, I didn't have to say anything. I just did like this. Say amen, no. Next time the devil shows up, use your eyes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now let me show you how to shine. Because it's time to shine. It's time to shine. First of all, we must adopt the new creation consciousness. All right? You can't shine without the right consciousness. And then we must allow the Holy Spirit to lead us so he can guide us in three specific areas. And once we start to obey the Holy Spirit in these areas, we will start to radiate the light of God. These three areas. Our walk, that's W-A-L-K. Our walk, our work, that's W-O-R-K. And our words. So three areas, very simple. Our walk. 1 John 1:7 says we should walk in the light as he is in the light. How can I walk in light as it's in the light, except I'm also in the light? So we're to walk in the light. This is lifestyle. So my lifestyle must be based on the light of Christ. Say amen. Amen. This means my love walk. This means I must forgive. I don't have a choice. This means I must show mercy. Hallelujah. I must suffer long. and still be kind. If you do it, light will shine. Amen. Lifestyle. That includes your sowing. God is bringing us to a time of radical giving. Believers have to break out of stinginess. I deliver you from Akagom. There's a place of generosity where you're not calculating your tithe to a cupboard. Use calculator to calculate your tithe. What is wrong with you? Can't you round it up? Generous spirits. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Pastor, I don't play with my tithe. It must be exactly. It must not be exactly. Round it, go higher. Pastor, do you tithe on the net, on the gross? See problem? My pastor says that, it says it like this. It says, it depends on what you want. Net harvest or gross harvest. When my pastor tithes, right? You know what he does? He will take suit. If you give him a suit, he will go online and find out the price of a suit and a tithe on it. I've not reached that level. I'm just being honest. When I grow up, I'll be like my elders. Say amen, somebody. But there's no argument. No need for argument. This is lifestyle. This is a walk of light. Hallelujah. This is, you see something in the word of God and you do it. It's like the mirror. There's a mirror. The mirror shows you your reality. And when you see it and you behold it, you are transformed into the same image. And then James tells us, don't forget what kind of man you saw. Because the New Testament presents a kind of man. And it's a mirror because you are that man. So it says, when you see that man, don't forget what kind of man you saw. Just do it. There's a difference between obedience and doing it. Obedience is when there's an instruction. Doing it is, it is clear already. You see it and you do it. You do the new man. Do him. I was teaching about the new creation. There's a lady in our church who's had eyesight problems for a long time, right? And so she's listening to this teaching on new creation. And just by the revelation of the new creation, because I now compare the new creation to the old, and I said, imagine that Moses was able to climb a mountain at 120, and his eyes did not grow dim, and his strength was not abated, and that was the old man. You know what she did? I didn't know this. Sometimes better not to tell the pastor, because he will try to help you and he may not help you well. She took off her glasses, right? Put it down and started looking at me like this. She said as she was looking, her eyes became better. As she was looking, the eyes got better. Till today, she stopped wearing glasses. According to her, her eyes are now 100%. And they were bad. But on the basis of the new creation, she began to see clearly. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Lifestyle. So that's the walk of light. Number two is the works of light. Matthew 5:16. The works of light. Glory to Jesus. Let your light so shine. So shine before men. He could have said, let your light shine. But he had to add the so shine. Which means shine it properly. Shine it well before men. He's speaking about excellent works. Works of excellence. The opposite of excellence is mediocrity. As believers, we cannot be guilty of mediocre works. If you are fired from your office because you didn't do your work well, don't say it's a witch in the village. Hallelujah. If you do your work well, the chances of you being fired are very slim. Because in this world, listen, excellent people stand out. Yes, the mediocrity. Another word for mediocrity is average. Most people are average. That most employers, when they find somebody who is excellent, they will keep you well. And if they need to promote you, they'll promote you. Hallelujah. Let your light so shine. The works of excellence. If you are going to do something, do it well. Don't you like the way Wathbeck organizes the programs? If you notice, it keeps getting better all the time. All the time. Why? Because excellence is not a destination. It's a journey. Say amen. Amen. Shout hallelujah. May your life become, may your life exemplify the journey of excellence. Hallelujah. There's a lady in our church, you know, who recently, you know, she didn't have the funds to go into real estate, but she had the heart and she had the excellence. She's one of our ushers, right? And so she began, she just stepped out in faith. This is just a few months ago. Last time I spoke to her, she was given 3 estates to develop by herself without money. People came and invested. She used other people's money to build a massive business, having nothing, just because she was excellent and they could trust her. Do you see what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't even need money to start up. What you need is your excellence. What you need is your gift administered on a platter of excellence. Are you with me here? Glory be to Jesus. So you have the works of light, and then you have the words of light. The Holy Ghost guides us in these areas so we can shine. The words of light. Job 22 verse 28. Job 22 verse 28. Hallelujah. Job 22 verse 28. You will also declare a thing. Watch this. It will be what? Established for you. But most people stop there. Look at the next line. So what? Light will shine on your ways. How and why? Because you spoke by faith. You release light. Every time the new creation declares a thing, light is released. Because what brings it into a decree is light. Because light is superior to darkness. So once you introduce light, darkness submits to it. It becomes a decree. Is somebody here with me? So in the realm of the spirit, every time you speak in faith, light shoots out. And light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Say amen. Amen. All right, so I want to show you the direct results of shining. Once you start to shine, which you have started, say amen. Amen. And this year you will shine. You will shine so bright, I'm telling you. Once you start to shine, there's some direct results. Number one, exposure of evil machinations. Once you start to shine, it will be difficult for people who have an evil intent to come in your vicinity and not be exposed. Because light exposes darkness. You understand what I'm saying? Once you start to shine, you notice some people start to draw away from you because their hearts were never right in the first place. Say amen. Amen. You don't fight darkness with darkness. You fight darkness with what? Light. Just start shining. Just start shining. Many of the witches will no longer disturb you again. You will not be looking for which witches disturbing you once you start to shine. Glory to God. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so that's the first thing that happens. Exposure of evil machinations. Number two, dominion over darkness. In other words, you start to crush satanic forces without fear, with ease, just by shining. A lot of spiritual warfare is taken care of just by shining. Say amen. Amen. Number three, advancement in the will of God. You start to advance in the will of God. I found out something about light. And this is with physical light. So you can imagine what happens with spiritual light. Once you release physical light, scientists will tell us, unless you find a way to block it in a physical sense, that light will travel forever. It just keeps going. It goes into the universe and keeps going. It doesn't stop. It doesn't expire. You see, that thing about light. Light keeps on making what? Advancements. Once you start shining, you will never go back again. I prophesy. You will never go down in life, and you will never go back in life. From now you'll go brighter and brighter. The path of the just is like a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. That will be your story in the name of Jesus Christ. Every time I see you, you're shining brighter. I see you again, you're shining brighter. And so shall it be forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Number four, divine protection. It's called the armor of light. It's a shield. When you shine that light, they cannot penetrate. They will not be able to penetrate. I didn't say they wouldn't try. They will try. But penetration is different. I can go to certain places and sleep without a problem. It wasn't like that before. Before I was very demon conscious. I was too demon conscious because of my background, where I came from, my village. Hallelujah. God had to deliver me, I'm telling you, so that I can now go and sleep. Hey. You know, I heard that Smith Wigglesworth, one day he was in his house and there was noise downstairs. And he came downstairs to find out, it was late at night, to find out what was going on. And he saw Satan himself moving things just to cause problem. According to the story, he said, oh, it's you. He went back upstairs. He didn't even waste his energy and continued sleeping. Satan felt humiliated. That he didn't do Kalaba, Satan. Karaba Kaya. Kele, kele, kele. That's fear now. That's fear. See how your eye dilated. Kale kaluka. Kele balabaya. You're afraid. You are expending energy. I heard there's another man of God was sleeping and I started hearing some sounds in his room and he turned and it was Satan, Lucifer himself. Sorry, well, it's now called Satan. Satan. And he said the same thing, he said, oh, it's you. And turned his back on the devil and slept. And the devil didn't touch him. He just stood there, humiliated, and he left. May your life humiliate the devil. This is consciousness. It's consciousness. Glory to Jesus. Then number five is spiritual attractiveness. Spiritual attractiveness. You become attractive in the realm of the spirit and it affects you in the natural. Some of you are looking for a husband. Listen, that's shining, oh. Let me leave that side. Let me, because I was, you know. Shy, yeah. You see? I couldn't hold it back. You know, I think some ladies think today that the more flesh you show, the more you attract the right men. No. Flesh attracts flesh. If what you are displaying is flesh, get ready for some fleshy husband. Amen? What you need is a spiritual man who is attracted by the glory. So that when you radiate the glory, he will see the glory. He cannot resist you. That's free of charge. You know, this kind of thing. Nobody charge a lot of money for this, but leave it. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Now watch this. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Now, let me tell you what happens. When you start to attract, the two things you're going to attract, and this is what I want to camp on before I close, two things. You're going to attract people, and you're going to attract resources. And you need both to fulfill destiny. So you have to shine. Because there's some people that will not notice you until you shine. There's some people that need to see your shine for them to understand you are the one they're supposed to help. So you can't put your light under the bed because it will affect your destiny. It's showtime. Show yourself. Show yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? What God put inside you is not for you to hide it. Bring it. Showtime. Showtime. Say amen. Oh. Watch this. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise and shine, for a light has come. Radiate the light that you encounter. The only light you can radiate is the one you encountered. So it says, arise and shine, your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Next verse. Watch this. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you. And his glory will be what? Sin. It needs to be seen. Next verse. Look at next verse. As a result of this shining, you become attractive. It says, Gentiles shall what? Come to your light. It is your light that draws them. Go ahead. And kings, go back there. Kings, imagine this. Kings to the brightness of your rising. It's because you're shining that important people would notice you. Next verse, look at it. It says, lift up your eyes all around and see. They're coming. They all gather together. They come. They're everywhere, they're coming. Why? You're shining, they're coming. Listen, it says, your sons shall come from afar. Your daughter shall be nursed at your side. Why sons and daughters? Because unbelievers are coming and you are getting them saved. And they're becoming your sons and daughters because you got them saved and you're discipling them. You nurture them and they respect you because you have light. This is evangelism. Scripture, please. Next verse. Then you shall see, become radiant. Your hearts shall swell with joy. Watch this now. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. And in case you are confused, he has to explain it very well. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Because you're shining. This is called shift. August, last year, I was traveling. August, around the third week of August. And the Lord spoke to me clearly, not audible voice, but in my spirit. Clear. The Lord said to me, the great financial shift has started. And I paused. And the Lord began to explain things to me. He says, time is short. And the work is much. It's going to take my resources to finance the vision that I place in the hearts of my people. Listen, only God can fund the vision. Only God. And the Lord says, I'm ready now. Because when they gathered it, they thought it was for them. They didn't understand. They gathered it. I gave them the work to gather it, that I may take it and give it to him who's good in my sight. It has started, though. Are you going to be a beneficiary? Let me explain something about this quickly. Go to Matthew 28 verse 11. Let me show you why this is so important. This is bigger than you. This is bigger than just having a nice car or a nice house. Those are byproducts. Those are byproducts. Nice shoe, nice clothes, nice house. Those are byproducts. Those are the easiest things for God to do. Easy. God can give you a car. Car is a toy. The Lord said to me, just like your children, when they wanted to play with toys, you bought them toys. And they were just, your son goes, vroom, 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 vroom. He was playing with his toy. He says, I am the father. You are my children. I give toys. But you see, toys are not your purpose. I don't know if I'm making sense this afternoon. No. Can you handle what I'm going to say now? Can you handle it? Time has come. Oh. No more playing around. I'm talking mega transfer. Big one. That's why what you preach this afternoon is so important. Character. Without character, you cannot handle what I'm going to say now. You can't. When it comes, it's a weight. Think about it. People say, you know, people call money, and I believe in calling money, and I've been calling it for years. It's been coming. But what you're calling is your harvest. If you don't have harvest, be calling now. Say amen. Amen. But when the money comes, what happens? What happens? Do you have a character to carry it? Lord, Pastor, I'm believing you for $10 million. Okay. If $10 million came into your hands this afternoon, when next will we see you in church? When next will we see you in Waffbeck? Will you marry a second wife? Because the reason why some people don't have second wives is because they can't afford it. It needs funding. So once the money comes, money reveals your character. The one you have been hiding, that's money exposes it. What is coming to the body of Christ is huge. That's why you have to go deep first. In preparation for what is coming, you go deep. You start digging. The faster you dig and the deeper you dig, it convinces God you are ready. I don't know if I'm making sense. Watch this. This is Matthew 28, verse 11. Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city. This is after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, after his resurrection. Some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. In other words, they saw that Jesus had been resurrected. They saw that the grave was empty. They saw it. Watch this. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave them what? A large sum of money. Someone said large. Go back there, please. Large sum of money to the soldiers. Why? Next verse. Saying, tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. Can you imagine that? Next verse. Look at next verse. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure. Next verse. Watch this. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day, even till today. It was this large sum of money, this transaction that has kept the Jews in problems. Till today. Satan is willing to use large sums of money to finance a lie. Where are God's people? When God wants to finance the truth, where are his people? Still thinking small. We're talking large. We should be able to spend money when it comes to the gospel. Hallelujah. Somebody wants to have crusade and they're suffering just to raise money. It doesn't make sense. When we have enough believers that have enough resources to make sure that such a crusade will be the best that God can give. Say amen, somebody. Amen. But we're thinking wrong. Someone said large. Someone said, God is about to put large sums of money in my hands. I'm going to be a distribution channel in the last days. Say, Father, you can count on me in these last days. I will not disappoint you. So there's a shift. And the Lord says it has started. And he used the word great. Great financial shift. That's how he spoke it to me. Isaiah 45 quickly. Isaiah 45 verse Makasata. Isaiah 45 verse 2. Did you bring your dancing shoes? Isaiah 45 verse 2. I will go before you. That's the Holy Ghost now. That means as men as are led by the Spirit of God. Am I correct? I will go before you and make what? The crooked places straight. If you study this, it simply means I will grant you favor. Because the crooked places are the hearts of men. So before you get to the men, I will reach there before you. I will touch their hearts. I will fix their hearts. The one that was going to say no to you, when you come there, he will say yes. He'll call you inside. Amen. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze. I will cut the bars of iron. One version says I will smash the padlocks. Next verse. Watch this. I will give you what? The treasures of darkness. What do you call this? Wealth transfer. Three mechanisms for this shift. Three mechanisms. Number one, the wealth transfer, which will come to those who are well positioned. In other words, those who follow the Holy Spirit, those who allow the Holy Ghost to direct their walk, direct their lives, will be in position for wealth transfer. And then number two is wealth discovery. And number three is wealth creation. These are all connected. Let me show you quickly. Go back to that scripture. I'll give you the treasure of darkness. That's wealth transfer. And then the hidden riches of secret places. Hidden by who? Help me somebody. By God. By the Holy Ghost. Hidden from someone. But hidden for someone. Hidden from them. But hidden for you. No matter how much they look, they won't see it. When God hides something, it is hidden. Do you know it might just be next door? It might be with you for 10 years, right next door. And because you are not in position, once you make the adjustment in your heart, guess what? He will say, go next door. It can be inside your house. He will ask you, what do you have in your house? Say amen, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Others will be in that same place. They will never see it. Because anytime they pass there, he'll block their eyes. Hidden riches of secret places. Are you with me? That's what happened to Peter. Peter is a professional fisherman. He went fishing all night, caught nothing, not one fish. That is disgraceful. I have a feeling when I get to heaven, Peter's going to call me aside because I've used his name too much when I'm preaching. So come here, bros. Come, let's go to this corner here. Am I the only person you could have seen that you could have used? Hallelujah. Fishing all night. And then, since he caught nothing, what's the point of Jesus wants to use the boat? The boat is not useful to us. Come and use it. So he just sat down and he listened to the message too. Which means his faith was affected. So when it was time, Jesus says, now, launch out into the deep for a catch. It was the wrong time. Because Peter knows these waters, you go at night. And Jesus says, go now. Learn to respect the prophetic word. Listen, the prophet may not understand your profession. But as long as he hears from God, is somebody here with me? Jesus says, go into the deep for a catch. And Peter says, Master, we've toiled all night. I'm a pro, man. This is what I do for a living. You are a carpenter turned fisherman. No, sorry, carpenter turned what? Preacher. Me, I'm a fisherman. Nevertheless, at your word. And then he went. And fish, Kayode, fish, Chukude, fish, all of them, different fishes. Eh? When they see Peter's boat coming, they know Peter's boat. So once Peter's boat starts coming, say, Peter, don't come, or Peter, don't come, Peter, don't come. But this time they tried to run, and something held them back. Fish Chukudi was, oh my gosh. Coyote, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen? And that's how, listen, all the fish and all the rivers connected to that particular place came back. Are you with me? This is called hidden riches. It was hidden. But when Jesus showed up and released the word, what was hidden was now uncovered. The same water, the same river, the same location. And you've been there for 15 years. And then in one move of God, the same place. Are you with me? That's hidden riches. The next is wealth creation, wealth transfer, wealth discovery, Wealth creation. This is the most important. Because even when you have a wealth transfer or wealth discovery, if you don't transition it to wealth creation, it will no longer be transgenerational. You want your wealth to go to the next generation. It's like the woman the prophet asked, says, what's in your house? Says, I have a jar of oil. He says, go and borrow, not a few. And she began to borrow. And the oil kept flowing as long as she kept borrowing. It was one of her sons that stopped the flow. She asked him, son, any more? He says, no more. You know why? He was tired. And the Bible says the oil stopped at that statement. What should she have done? She should have gone into a bottling company. Peter should have started a fish processing factory. You convert it to wealth creation. Oh my God. So there's no longer Okonkwo, it's now Okonkwo and Sons. Oh Lord, help me. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When it comes to wealth creation, ideas will rule. Ideas and strategic wisdom from God. God starts to drop ideas that will enable you to create, to produce. Go to Deuteronomy 8 verse 18 quickly. As I wrap up now. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. Very interesting statement. That he may establish his covenant. Wrong translation. You can't establish a covenant with money. You establish a covenant with blood. This is the wrong translation. The literal translation says confirm. God's covenant of increase is confirmed in our lives when we obey God and walk by the Spirit. He confirms that he is in covenant with us. Now that word get literally be good. That's a good translation. It says he is the one who gives you power to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant. Amen. He confirmed to your ancestors. Amen. He fulfills it. He confirms it. Now give me NIV. NIV quickly. NIV. Remember the Lord your God, it is he who gives you the ability to what? Produce wealth. So he what? So he confirms his covenant. Produce it. Say amen. Glory to Jesus. I want to wrap up with this. I want to talk about Thanksgiving quickly, just to say a few things. And maybe we can look at Psalm, my time is up, Psalm 67, verse 5. Or rather, no, let's go to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. We'll use that to close. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. Hallelujah. A few weeks ago, the Lord brought to my remembrance that everything that I have thanked him for has come to pass. I didn't realize, because I have a list of things. And so what I do is, I thank God, I worship God, I praise God, right? But I have a list of things, I'm thanking him in advance. And so, I didn't realize that everything I had thanked him for had come to pass. There was one thing that was meant to come to pass before the end of this year, and he brought it to pass in a spectacular way. If you write it down, wake up in the morning, thank him. Come back in the evening, thank him. Go to bed. Wake up the next day, thank him. Norval Hayes was trying to illustrate this point. He was teaching a large crowd just like this and was trying to show them how you can prosper by thanksgiving. And so he said, okay, let's do an experiment. Each of you goes out and start to thank God for $100. Let's see what happens by tomorrow. So he began to do the same. He said as he was leaving the seminar and driving home, he got to a particular place as he was driving, a fence, one of these federal fences, and he saw a piece of paper sticking out of the fence. And he stopped. He's expectant. He stopped and went there and found it was $100. He had done his own, put it inside his pocket. Came back the next day, showed everybody his $100. Asked them which one did it. Nobody. They didn't believe. He was so expectant that while he was driving and he saw paper, because he's thanking God for $100, He knew that that can be $100. He stopped his car and went and checked for $100. Someone says, is it his money? Whose money is it? Is it? Hallelujah. Honestly speaking, when I went to my list and saw what I had written, and the kind of list I write is not small but released. So what I did, I wrote another list. Kind. If you see this list, I can't show you, it's dangerous. Because if God can do that, and I wasn't even aware, he just did it. And I went and looked at everything, he has done it all. So I wrote a new list. Please write your list. What are you trusting God for? Write it down. Wake up in the morning. Lord, I thank you. I give you praise. I thank you. You're good to me. You have never failed me. You are faithful. I give you praise. I give you praise. Get up. Move. You might remember in the daytime, start doing it there. I use my phone. I use my notes in the phone. I've written it down in my phone. So that sometimes I'm just going somewhere, I'm in the car, I just bring it up. I say, Lord, I thank you. I give you praise. It shall come to pass. You never fail. Are you with me? So, will you do it? Okay, so let's close now. Second Chronicles 20. This is my fifth closing because I'm trying to close tactfully. Hallelujah. So they rose early in the morning and went out in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe his prophets, you shall prosper. Next verse, watch this. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Next verse. Now watch this. When they began to sing, that's when the miracle happened. When they began to what? Sing. There was a time factor. When you start singing now, something was shifted. The Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were what? Defeated. Next verse, watch this. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. Confusion. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Helped. Helped who? Next verse, watch this. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude and there were dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. Not one. Now watch this. This is where it gets crazy. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of what? Valuables on the dead bodies. Who goes to war with gold? Who goes to war with diamond? Except someone who God moved on them and caused temporal insanity for your sake. Some of your enemies are coming with your wealth. Don't avoid opposition, because through that opposition, you are likely to end up with your harvest. Watch this. Precious jewelry. The man went to war, took his wife's necklace. They stripped up for themselves more than they could carry, and they were 3 days. As I was getting ready today, the Lord spoke to me. He said, 3 days. He said, there are people here. Within the next 3 days, there's going to be a manifestation that will set you up for not just this year, for the next 5 years. I don't know who I'm talking to. 3 days. Something will start. You will see the sign, or you will see the manifestation. You will see something within 3 days. Can I get a witness? If it's the Lord, it will come to pass. Now lift your hands and start to thank God. Start to thank God. Can I have some music, please? Start to thank God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus.